We're doing the Kiddush Shana Aruch Mekor Chaim. We're up to the 63rd chapter. We were learning the laws of Kiddush. Women, too, are obligated in Kiddush, even though it is a mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. It is a proactive mitzvah that is time contingent. Nonetheless, in this case, women are obligated because when the Torah gave us the Ten Commandments, so the Torah used two terms, Zechot Yom Shabbat Lekadsho, commemorate the day of Shabbos, so that's proactive, make Kiddush, and Shamorit Yom HaShabbat, watch over the day of Shabbos, that's prohibitive. So women are obligated in every prohibition. The fact that that commandment came out in both terms, using both terms, Zachor and Shamor, is there to teach us that whoever's obligated in the Shamor, in the prohibitions of Shabbos, is also obligated in the Zachor, the proactive commandment. And so even though Zachor as a standalone would not obligate women, being that it's not a standalone, it comes together with the prohibition, so women are also chayav in Kiddush, biblically. Now, if that's the case, then women can make Kiddush for a man. Technically, if a person doesn't know his Kiddush, his wife can make Kiddush on his behalf. People sometimes make a mistake in this. When the father is away for Shabbos, so the mother lets a kid make Kiddush. So, you're the man of the house. It doesn't exactly work because the child is a minor and he's not obligated biblically. The mother is an adult and she is obligated biblically. So she can make Kiddush for her children, and a child that's under the age of Bar Mitzvah or even past the age of Bar Mitzvah but hasn't yet brought two hairs, well, that child is not yet obligated biblically, so he cannot make Kiddush on behalf of his mother. When we make the...
Is it preferable for him to do it then?
It's preferable for her to do it.
No, I'm saying if he's after Bar Mitzvah, then it's...
If he's post Bar Mitzvah and he's brought two pubic hairs.
Okay.
Because this is biblical. We do not assume it. That's exactly my point. With regards to rabbinic mitzvot, once a child reaches the age of Bar Mitzvah, we assume they've brought two pubic hairs. With regards to biblical mitzvot, then we have to know that they've brought those hairs. You see he has a beard, you know he has pubic hair. You see he has hair under his armpit, you know he has pubic hair. Pubic hair is the first to come. So once you've seen he has he's matured, then you can have him do biblical mitzvot on your behalf. But with regard to biblical mitzvot, we do not rely on the chazakah, that assumption that every child of 13 years of age has come of age physically.
What does the physical and the pubic hair have to do with mitzvah? Why is that
That's halacha l'moshe misina.
Yeah. Is this something that's explained, like what the correlation is between that and like why that becomes like the sign, like to be obligated on spiritual for stuff?
So that's a separate question.